Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Indigenous Voices of People on Sunday. Lines are open. Hello, 605-2621. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very extraordinary, as they say in white America's language. Extraordinary because I had some great experiences this afternoon. And first of all, I want to thank you for that introduction, Tyreek, my little brother from the Palestinian nation. And brothers and sisters that are going to be coming on, okay? Tonight's segment, you know, is going to be very seriously in tone to what we talk about in indigenous country, better known as Turtle Island. First of all, I welcome all of you on tonight's show, the Indigenous Voices of People show. It's yours. You're indigenous. If you're an indigenous person, it's your show. And so any other people that are guests, it's your show too as well. But we don't want to discriminate. We don't want to put nobody out of harm's way. But we want to start off the show with a real beautiful prayer. And my Uncle John Yellow Horse is in the house. And he's going to be giving you guys some introductions on some understandings in Lakota. For some of you that don't understand our language, I'll break it down for you the best way I know how, because our language was never written, as primitive we were. And so here's our opening prayer, and welcome to the Indigenous Voices of People Show. O Tronkashila, Makantunka, Imane, Ampetu Kile, Chantewaste, Unyakupi, Wopila Tranke, Chiche, Takulena, Lakota, Woglaka chimpiki ne chetke ponichap. O yunka petukile na hahetikile na lechta tuki taku iwunglak octile ne chetke hochiche. Na unchi makhaki a nagmete papiko unchi pra iwanki chuna ungalta. A cake cherichasa lecha unsha sala unkina zigna taku lena wolak hota I chetke eunt octile. Ne chetka dua wichoni ekigna ke hunter. Ne tke inignikne. The inigni hunter ne ayaku putak eagla. Ena e honey wichokan ke. Na unchi nishan niwak e un pa iwaki chuna on kaita. Lessons ake oakteki. Lakota na lila ota hunk. Wichokan kile ektuza machek yaki kle. Ektus. Lessons eptava on kinazipi. Natona hook isha Wichokanki, Glunipi. On petukele, honk it hobby near Chetki, Hoshi. Netaha Takomani, Ula Kotakele, Yachuki, Nicha in a Tokata, Ya Ilalik, Etaha. Tanko Lutaki, a honey, or at the Nawamankaska Naka. Nawamankaska to cute and yaki, Akabia, Pena Woyksha, Ehyan. Nakhe, let Chanu Pagulaha money, mere Chawacheki, Huchi chair. Matu anything. No cola kitchen, kill on kit hop, let's hunt it in the cola kitchen. Who shall blue speculate? Near Hitchinson Yak, her own Nazi or blue spec. Not from Castle or Hack, the Nah, Bear Maya. Yankee Stuja, no unchimit hockey, Bear Maya. Na inamit hockey, na arte wackle, na arte, Bear Maya, one am is nano. And the Chalaka said, Miss Sunka, which only egg again. Hey, in Shamana, Bear Maya. The Miss Nala, one. Mienna, huh? Naha shunka talki shunka tanka e chapi. E insha with choni ekig. Dalan homana ispe mai. As in hashni tokatake, wahiunha, beakiti, which are. Katia topa, kolachiapi, woman kashka. Katanka oyateke, kolachia. Echaka oyate, kolachiapi. Nasinte sapala, insha kolachiapi. Liwa. Aki ha kolachia pi ake lechus. Tano pagul ha money wa chiki. Ya hechus it dona hook. Ima hiuk dena o kantula lechus it. Dala iwogla kaki o waste. Tanteki le. Taku hena yo hoki hena hechus it woki. Ya hechus it. Better ki le homatha. Na ke matu enishi. O cheki gila. Ya oblush. Eoncha mokata ki. Yuchit. Wakatanka, Kichimane to Dark Lincha Yakazi, Elsha Wopila, like a lech that took each year. Oh, Mataki. Well, for some that are just now coming in to tune into the Indigenous Voices of People show, I wanted to start off with something really, really extraordinary with this piece of knowledge. Many years ago, people were struggling to remain independent, free. And the reason why I use these two English vocabularies to outline them two positions, a lot of our people claim to be this, claim to be that. Well, first of all, you can claim it, you can do whatever you want. In America, as they say, they give you that free speech. It's an amendment that all these colonial practices that were forced upon the indigenous people were forced on us to silence our voice, to give us nothing but a heinous atrocity, not sharing the important needs of what it is to be an indigenous man. An indigenous woman and an indigenous man. And so I say that as an open virtue to a majority of people that would be tuning in, because our language was never written. We never had written skulls put away that our ancestors have told us to preserve for our future generations to come. In indigenous culture, that never existed. Civilized and modern men done this to people of color. And so rather than trying to obtain pieces of my land in my country, known as Turtle Island, you people continuously give homage and pay adherence to the white race. And that's your prerogative? That is your so-called entity. You can do whatever you want, but don't do it here in Turtle Island. You want to buy some land? Go to the white man's country and buy his land. That's his. He might have it for sale over there, and it's on sale over there because people go in those directions, and they do. That's what Western culture has taught everybody. to do today in the year 2022. So a majority of you people that are tuning in, I want to share this part with you. Now, Uncle John, Yellow Horse, is here with me. And so I'm going to give my Uncle John a chance to understand something in his nephew's perspective. Now, I don't have all the answers like Uncle John will, because Uncle John is a full-blood speaking Lakota, don't know a damn thing about English. And I'm proud of my uncle. He's the last living uncle I have. And so he's here with us tonight. And what I want to start off with is, all you people of color in Turtle Island, block everything out of your consciousness. And I mean it. Please, block it all out. Don't interrupt and don't disrupt, because you'll get your time to talk on this show. And here's how I'm going to do it. Metaki epi le ampetu kile on kanchula o kit hopi oyate troksa masopre na oichokya ke na leches de timahiupo o kanchula o kit hopi takulena iwongla kok de kile me la haska tra oa pi kile na nachmapi na kuta kya tukte egenakam na mwana oyate troksa glena hinasipina Iea na wana makhotse kile kea ankata yanke kile echa oyate troksa iwogla kamna hena echa makhotse kile okea kona isha le taku unkiwa sap e doni he ieche tisnu taku lena iwigwa na wape ogna hena nachmape hena mila haska kakapi wasichu lila wona pche na woko pepa tak sicha hena anak Tony oyate on kit hop le wola kota kit na haksi we choy ki on kius papi Tony hetsun se we chun yo kaps ni na eta ta ko anakh ma pa ke he ye Tony hetsun se chun se wa khas khan ka e hani ta ko le na ka khik e khoke wo man khas khan ka o hena etcha walks up ke he na haksi ake nei chu ha ki ma kha isha Taku hena oispeki. Tangshit hoki le hena isaki mnazina. Pawiki hena behet sangshit hoki. Tangshit le mutiman khaki lena yuhaki hena etsa najipi. Amakhantan khaki chimanet insha isaki. We cheat hoka mnazina taku kasata. Pawinta ona etaha hetsus. Dua wichuni yuhaki tikena kaka. O hena yanke. Eun cha chonupo a khan yansi. E la khota ki yuapi. Ho yon khan lena o ate tchoksa. Lila ipach wogla ka ona la khota ki wakde chalamsni. Na wa eun ki api. E na wa stesni mita ki. Pe as tu eni hechus e etu hao kisni. Lila ota. Mila haska tcha ichazi ki hena wa stela kapi. As hena iepi. Washichu tcha ichaje na taku lena yuhaki hena washtala kamhanta. Inila umpo. Inila umpo. Tagine eapsi. Tagine eapsi. Takwe he wakheki na hakti. Oglala owanki le tima oyate mitchaki kakisha. Na cheab na lochi. Na tipi tchoki lena hecha iapi na patchanki echa kena kam na tagene yu hapsni. Na unsha tchankug na ato omani, tiwazela omani pina tchiapi. E na mila haska ki kakapi me. E chunha taku e pcheki lechta etuki, lila ota hat hokcha ki lena echa ma kochi on kitchapi hena insha iki wazap kiapi. E na insha wastesne, hena toni yeche tusne. Lila oyate tchoktak lena hat hoktak lila oa kanka wugla kamna. Mila haska tcha wichoiki oispab he un yakeki. Tatchonkasila oyaki lena e hane o svema kyab he ha. Sakulina, Ufema Kav Kusha or Belushman and Nus literature chantetima each organakachai chak. Eun, which hoya kilena or Belushman. Nashahila Ankia he chanze na wekile bluhaki, hena chanze kilena yanke. Ta chanze kilena nukin or Belushman, mashika. Ena chanze kina, which hoya kina, ya, bluhana, ena yamani. Naskavich hasa. Ka we choike hena le monkey he bilo was this le we choike lila woko dark shita I crack or hena hechus eh on petu kile dona hunk hena o consula tima hyuna o masa prekilena lechus in azik in a yut walk it hen a beck and lechus a walk you can see o wana yes go like for some of you that are going to get phoned in. My Uncle John's going to share some real strong words about what's going on with the people and the land we're on at the discretion of white America. And I mean white America. And a lot of you people that are on the show of ours, you all want to taunt me for saying what I need to say. Well, in white man's terms, I don't give a fuck and I don't give a damn. Because those languages that are English ain't mine. That's the barbaric and brutal language that the white man imposed on us so it weakens your ability to speak freely and independently. So I don't give a damn about this English language. What's pure in my language is how humble it is when you speak the Lakota language. And a lot of ancient things come with that. And when you look at the black race today, there are written material hidden in certain archives in this so-called white America dialogue of research. And so young black folks, whether they're male or female, are obtaining this understanding. And they're saying they're doctorates, they're speech therapists, they're all of this shit that's on pieces of paper that the white man recognizes. Well, that's him. That's not indigenous. That's not us. We don't recognize each other with a piece of paper. And if you guys don't like what I'm saying, 605-517-2621 is my phone number. And the other one, 605-517-1547 is the other one. And so you want to call me after the show and feel, you know, upset about it, go right ahead. Because I'm giving you this upmost knowledge of why we indigenous people struggle. As a national priority, you people of color get everything. And we indigenous people don't get shit. Okay? That's the godforsaken truth of what this heinous empire does to traditional-minded people. Even their fucked-up Bible, because today's the Sabbath day that they say in their Ten Commandments, you have to keep it holy, but yet all these son of a bitches, white people on this continent of ours, still go buy gas, groceries, they go to church, listen to a fucking preacher man, reverend, whatever the fuck he is. He's standing in a black dress or a white and purple dress, and he's preaching sermon about this Bible. Okay? He's preaching that to you guys, and you're so goddamn indoctrinated that you put your heads down. You accept that. But yet when our ancestors tried to pray and do stuff according to our tradition, you interrupt, you talk, you're outspoken. You don't give a damn about my way of life. You're not humble enough to remain silent. Oh, but when that white man prays and sings, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You guys, man, fall for it. But then when real people, indigenous people, like myself and many others that understand tradition, if we go, we cho hunky lay, hey, ya, what can you low, yo, hey, hey, hoy. With your hunky lay, hey, ya, walk, hey, Those are ours. That's who identifies us with ourselves, because we're connected to the Earth Mother and the great mystery above, and all the winged and four-legged creatures on Turtle Island. And so I express this open gratification to all of you, because during the time when traditional people were facing atrocities from ancient times, I just got here in 1957. I just got here. Okay? And so now I'm one of them elders that picked up the knowledges from my traditional people that are all gone, except I got Uncle John. And so giving you homage to this understanding, we're trying to give you an understanding that Tanupa Guluha money, okay? Tanupa Guluha money, okay? Two people buried that, you know, they buried that name. One was buried with it. His name was Dawson Hasbrook in English. And the second one was Tanupa Guluha money, a.k.a. Dennis Dwayne Martin Sr. I adapted Dennis Dwayne from two military individuals that were with my grandfather, Roy Stanislaus Martin, who was in the First World War. Dennis was a Cree brother from up there in Saskatchewan, Canada. And Dwayne, okay, Dwayne was an old man from up there in Browning, Montana, who was Blackfoot, or Blackfeet, they call him. Tihasapa, okay? They were my grandfather's best buddies in the First World War when they were sent to Germany to steal gold. That's what the First World War was about, stealing gold. And all these wars are about stealing something. And our Indian people and many others of color followed it for the white man. But they can never stay home and protect what little traditional land base and fossils of what remains we still have from our ancients once that were brutally massacred to control my people's future. And I'm talking about the last war of 1890, which is coming up on December 29th here. This is how brutal American people are, and you people follow that. You like it. Don't tell me you don't. And three courageous men in my time stood up to change things for the indigenous people. My grandfather Roy and many other elders, his age before him and after him, they represented the Shuntet Iza Okola Kiche, which is the ancient dog soldier society, and in English terms, you can call it the Strongheart Warrior Society. They had that, my grandfather and them. They passed on, and they introduced me into that at a young age. The people just right over the hill here in the town of Porcupine, they know when I took that responsibility on, when Grandpa Roy gave it to me. My Uncle Everett Lonehill was there, my Uncle Mal Lonehill was there, and my Grandpa Frank Foolscrow was there, and John Attackim, the late John Attackim, was there. He sacrificed for me and Uncle Mal and Uncle Everett for taking those responsibilities on. And that evening, he passed away in the sacred powwow grounds, which was also a sacred Sundance ground, there in Pahin Sinte, meaning Porcupine. And so, without any further delay to these understandings, you all should have that kind of collective consciousness about what kind of identity you have with the people you come from. I have a lot of brothers in Porcupine. I have a lot of brothers in Kyle. I have a lot of brothers in Wombly. And I have a majority of my brothers in Oglala, Glen Buttes, Red Shirt Table, and in Pine Ridge. And they're all Lakota, meaning they all are full blood, and they still speak the Lakota Wichoye, meaning the language that belongs to us. And so, as this hourly fashion and a half hour becomes equivalent to what we're discussing, I hear a lot of background noise from different phones and coughing and all this. I hear it all, okay? But I want to share this with all of you. Because we take on these challenges to help our people philosophically understand different natures' perspective. I was the bodyguard for my grandfather, Roy Martin. I was the bodyguard for Lehman Brightman. And I was the bodyguard for the Russell Means, the late Russell Means, late Lehman Brightman, and the late Roy Martin. And I'm still protecting my people here on Pine Ridge today, children and elders. That's the responsibility of we Chante Tinga Okola Kiche, we strong heart dog soldiers. All of you say that out there on the media blog. Oh, you're this, you're that, and all. That's your prerogative, not mine. I'm living it. I live in the filth that was imposed on us from white people. And it's still here. And believe me, thinks. When you come amongst white people, you better ask them, man, who's really is thinking? It sure in the hell ain't us red people. It's a white man. And so, as I come to my final sentiments, Uncle Johnny's getting prepared over here with his coffee. And so I want you all to really bear with us of what we're doing here. Because tonight's show is about why we're always being pushed aside and everybody wants to be an Indian, everybody wants to be Lakota, everybody wants to be Crow, Blackfeet, Cheyenne, Arapaho. Man, you people don't even know what we go through, yet alone you want to be part of the Iroquois Confederacy. You want to be Mohawk. You want to be Tuscarora. You want to be Oneida, Seneca, all of that, man. You might have the blood of our people out in the East. There are many tribes out in the East that are no more. You might just have the blood. You don't have us. And that's what's happening. That's why they call it America's melting pot. America is one big fucking Indian reservation full of half-breeds. And if you don't like it, I gave you those two numbers. After the show, you can call me. You can get all mad if you want to. I don't care. The more you want to argue with me and get mad at me, the stronger I become to do this work. That's the hard part. Come over here and take a look at it, how I'm serving my elders and children. Got kids, man, with no tennis shoes, no underwear, no socks, no places to live. And the rest of you are living cozy and nice with the man that don't want us, his wives and his women. And you know that. You know who you are. You bring them from different countries. You bring them over here. And you find them here in my country. Chris Brooks, I've invited you to come on this show. And I wanted to have a debate with you because of what you guys did by giving the sacred pipe to a white woman in our sacred, man, Matopaha, Bear Butte. That still infuriates me. It pisses me off, but the rest of you people don't even know what these guys are doing. They're all half-breeds giving our sacred pipe to white people. That kind of ends my edification. So as Uncle John's getting ready here, I'm going to turn the phone over to him and Kenny, my cousin. Okay, Lexi, when you're ready. Uh-huh.
Toska ke le echa, bua beze shusa oeske. Naya hane, lima ota, neum hea. Toska wa aki ospeit sa kiapi. Nahaletia watiki de Mazika in the Osnino, Otehik, and Letia. As near me, let's say. Sala, keep Tosca, Waka. Toske de Ocansalan is Hokitima, Wahook, Lina. You can't let him say it. On keep the way, Peter, let him say, oh, thank you, Hunter. Da komani da ku gashe na da mimi. Oye ka toska wa ati tapu uogo la ke ki ujaps. Ane to ki ufran hokata ya tapu ke khia wanko ki. Oye ase ki zena lili la cheap na iogsi chana. Lili la ota makashi na kinga. Ushpeon ki ya. Na insya le chala ke shea. Da kuna le chance mayukin sa da kuela pahas hoksa kile na eka da kule na makhoche kile la kota kina haski on kius papi hena chinti hena tapa ni iwaza pini esi ni hati dos kule na le tapu kusha eto on kile hena toni On si makhaki onitia kisnina ha. Hiu po okhroka mazi kafon ha. Lena lessons e yusluto. Toni hessens e onti onki kapi. Hessens e wogla kisni toni. Ta itu han taku vena. Rate trokta chimpi ki lena isan hastesni. Makhoche ki mitha ki le tueni he. Iwaza. Na lila ota lessons e wogla kap e honi. Ma khotse ki le awan ka po mutaki pe he san usne kompet to unti si cha wala ko ki ni ya che ok de ya ki ni khon bu cha kha ho wane te ki le isan thokata ke le sun eftano hina ji lila yo tien kya pe ne hena bas tes ne mutaki pe me sha wa to sha a po la sti a po wi ki le hina pre han ka thokata ke ai bable ne wo che ka wa ka ne wa che esna io maksite ta po le sun ste mi la han ka ki le na che hi on ko kuam ta po un ka se ta simpi he un cha ma khoshe ki le wi cha un ki ka ke he yan ke sto a hi ni no sin hi ya un pe mi la han ka tha wo a ka ki le ya cha ni pi ha ka mi la Mie ma tuonis ni. Taku le nobulu haki he na tagenis ni. Na tos kawaki le omake ki he siellä. He siellä, he siellä bulu hawana. Lilla ota ispe majana. Jo kiltä iäpinä. Taku siitä ei tupu jama. Ema pakinä. Tagenin vetsinsä aupsni. Na emaktin sapi. Äsi niihan sinne vetsinsä. Voi tekevä kaasit. Te tuohon taku le na utsitsa kaki le. Lila ota e prewa tinkle es. Pitan la, ma chanze ke la. Wak sa pe ki lena chichu ki lensus e preki. Hat hok sa pe lena. Ma kote kon git ha pe lena tabene I wajafni. Ho he in siyan vi choche na vi choche ki hena yon ke. Hena la kota bhanta. Ma kha lesus e yashka mnenji pite. Na lesus e chunkte. To han le o khansola o ya hiu pina ta ku I chanok te ki le na wo la khote cheke nazung te na lechun si chanok te he on wo ki ki le na yam ke ta ku I som thokata kya o ki us paaf sine ki me la hans ka ki le na ake un ka so paaf te he na upi na he na lech da tu ki ho ma ta he na lila ota e tre wa chink te Kitana lessons in Nazin, okay, Toskawa, okay, or Masa Pethoki, you walk in there. Walker at Hunter Teacher, Tokeri, Brabus, me honey. Alone, I live all things in Teacher picks the head one. Or little alone, you walk, huh? Early, Tony, oi, Bali, oi, hi, Me e kone oi, amani e lo hai e. Te e chala,
Majority of you guys are listening in. Uncle shared a song and told you guys about what's happening here in London. And, you know, I love my traditional people so badly that, you know, I can't really condone the experiences my people have and carry. What Uncle was saying, that the white man is coming after us again. And for whatever that reason is, it's over our land. And then he mentioned something about different people claiming to be part of us. And at the same time, they want to buy some of our land. That's kind of uncalled for in, you know, a country that don't belong to the white man. And he said that Lila means everybody looking at something that's not there. They always want something from the indigenous people. And so I've tried to do this with all of you guys to understanding this stuff. The hard part is people, just like I'm saying now, I can hear everybody in the background screaming and talking at the same time. I can hear them. You people need to close your shows or shut your phones down and put it on mute. I'm hearing a lot of noise back there, man. Just calm it down and you'll get your chance to talk. We've been faced with a lot of stuff that's happening in Indian country. A tribal government can't fix it. The people itself can't fix it. And that people is you, because all you guys are doing is just talking about it. But you're not here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation facing these atrocities that are being aimed at the Lakota people and many others of the Great Plains, whether it's North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska. These five great areas are still alive with indigenous people that are struggling to remain free and independent. The hard part is a lot of us are claiming things, but yet we're not blaming that white man all the time, which we should, because we've been listening to him. Every day, take certain circumstances and imply them to us to neutralize our human rights, man. Uncles like John and them, you know, they've been on this earth for quite some time. Lila Ota, Wane, Tukilechus, and Makankata, Omanipi. They've walked this land. They've done things. They've seen things. We just got here. In my time, I seen the takeover in 1968 when Bob Yellowbird Steel took on a cement corporation in Crawford, Nebraska. Lehman Brightman led us up there to the Black Hills. Him and Archie Fire and John Fire Lame Deer, they took over Mount Rushmore, an indigenous right to do that. And then Russell Means and them let us in to Wounded Knee. I was a name. I was a person supporting traditional people like Grandpa and Grandma and all the people like Uncle John that are still here. That's why I went into Wounded Knee and took up arms against the federal government, tribal police, and I still have hardship with my own tribal people here on Pine Ridge. I don't run from it. I'm still in it. Even the times when I spent time in penitentiary, I killed a fucking cop. That's why I went to prison. I didn't go to prison for drugs, all that other fucking bullshit that Americans do and make everybody else do. I didn't do that. But my point that I'm saying, what Johnny's talking about, is when these people out there of different, you know, colors going to leave us alone? Don't they know the hardships we go through? Everyone out there in any state, whether it's the East Coast and West Coast to the South Pole and North Pole, they don't know a damn thing about the Lakota people. The only time they know somebody is when we go out there and play Indian. Lakota unskata bhecha, see? And that's the only time. And it's these ones that want money all the time, just like a tribal government selling your rights of way out, making homelessness happen. Why ain't people condemning that shit? It all started way back here when the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 was upon us. That's when it started, man, to make us homeless, make us beggars and thieves, and they're still calling us beggars and thieves, man. Shit. And here's our people, man, want to play this game. You got all these groups out there saying they stand for indigenous cause and resistance. Bullshit. That's a big fucking white lie. But of course, where do you think they got that from? The white man. White man pouring thousands and thousands of dollars on them. And yet, what do they do with it? Not a goddamn thing. We have all these splinter groups out there turning in indigenous people when they go to Rapid City. They're turning us in, man. But you guys don't call them out. You don't talk about that. Because you're all on the internet playing this game, man. So people like Strongheart, we're trying to do our part. Expose a lot of this grafting corruption. Even in the urban communities, they're doing that. Indians are turning against one another. Look at it, man. This is why, man, it's hard for us to try to... I can't be humble like Uncle John and them. I want to. But I'm dealing with so much here. I don't run from it. I'm not going to just use a goddamn radio show to depict human life. Bullshit, I'm living in it. There are people, man, that got no propane, but they have a wood stove. Nobody's bringing wood to them. All these day labor people, man, they say they're helping the elders and children in need. Bullshit, man. And all you Facebook warriors are going to play that game again. You're going to solicit for money, resources. When you get it, you're going to eat good, and the rest of your people die because they're hungry. They're dying of malnutrition and starvation. Now you people don't get it, but then when Uncle John and them ask you guys this question, why is these other people of a different color trying to be us? Why do they want our land? Why do the black people want our land, man? They need to go home. You sit there, their country's across the waters. Go back over there. You got all the land you want. At least have a conscience, black people. Turn your brain around and say, hey, I don't belong here. My roots are over there. Then go home to your roots. And see all that freedom return. The roots here on Turtle Island belong to the Red Nation. And if you don't like it, 605-517-2621, 605-517-1547. Call those numbers. I'll talk with you. Out of this stuff, man. I carry this stuff every day, every second, every moment, and nothing gets done. Shit, I just defended children from the Red Cloud Indian School. White cops, man, strip search those kids because these kids beat another team, a team of white kids. And so they use marijuana as an excuse. And some of you people on the internet, you guys are selling that shit to my people, man. Don't say you don't. You never washed up, man, your backyard. You never cleaned up your past. It's still there. I know this shit, man. I live in this shit all my life. This is the guy who shut White Clay down. At least I took a challenge like that because I used to drink. I used to drink alcohol, but it didn't control me. That's why I shut White Clay down. So it's been gone for almost 20-something odd years, and I did not do it by myself. I did it with Russell Means and Grandma Cecilia Martin and Chief Oliver Red Cloud and all my Strongheart Dog Soldiers. We did it. Even them white guys called the Nebraskans for Peace. Mark Fasina and them, they stepped up. And all these other people that all wanted drugs and all that, you guys wanted to try to do it too, so we gave you that chance. What did you do? Nothing. The whole purpose was to show your appearance to make recognition so you guys could start legalizing marijuana. And for you people that say, oh, Grandmother Earth gave it to us, bullshit. Even that shit was transplanted over here. Those Jesuits even brought it here at Holy Rosary Mission. It's still growing wild over there. Man, do the history of this shit. And don't be using that kind of stuff, man, to depict human life. Lechalakis e lechiwaki le wogalaki. Taku hena echat chokataki ichpe hena wichak hena iechetu. Lila ota oyate o mikitcha ki le wichoyon ki itcha pichinsni. Heon sa dweni lakhoti eshni wana. Es ini asni mie nangti wichoy ki le obluspe. He mitcha kste heksus e mitcha ke. Kaka wang spe ki le kiwaki o spema ke. O hena heksus e wakakni. For some of you that don't understand that, I don't need to explain it to you. If you're Lakota, you should know. And I hope my brother Bimbo's listening from California, because I heard him and Uncle John the other night. That's beautiful, man. I miss that guy. I miss my brothers Tom and I miss my brother Leland. Those are guys are my brothers in Oglala, man. I miss those guys. And we're doing all this work together to help our people get out of dormancy, but the rest of you guys don't even understand that. They all want to play that favoritism with who's better and who isn't. I'm no better than any of you. I'm like dust on the earth, but yet I'm still willing to stick my neck up because I got a turtle's philosophy. I got the soft heart on the inside and a hard shell on the back, but I'm always willing to stick my neck up. Hey, uncha, letcha, le Red Cloud Skooky, kima iya, le wonach un walak off the mitakepi. In that school the other day, Steve Puyer and all them called me to go help the kids defend themselves against the white administrators and the police. Man, they frisked our children. And they said they were all poked up with weed to win the ball game. That's not true. Those kids, man, they passed their piss test. There was nothing that shows they had marijuana in their blood. The white man don't like defeat. Hell, we kicked his ass in 1876 in the greasy grass, which they called the Little Bighorn. They sure in the hell didn't want to come over and drug test us, right? Because it wasn't here, man. God, you guys. This is what we're saying. We're not. When my brother, Manuel from Denver, Manuel Martin from Denver, he came back during when my baby brother, Calvin, passed away. And he asked about Bimbo. Where is he? I didn't know how to explain it, but all I could say, he's up in California. But I said, one of our nieces, his daughter, who used to work at the Walmart, the South Side, Edna. She worked on the South Side Walmart, so I used to see her. But I used to check on, man, how she was doing, her mom. And, you know, I wanted to know how her dad was. I haven't seen him in a long time. But it was good to see my niece Edna. And so Manny was asking about everybody. You know, everybody's gone now, man. We're either moved on or we're living somewhere, but I'm still here on Pine Ridge. And this is what we talk about tonight, because there's a black people out there, and I mean a black people, okay? They claim all of these censorships. They got doctorates. They got this degree. They got that degree. And so that makes them indigenous. That's what they're saying. They say that. Oh, yeah, my father's hit all these things. Nah, you guys just told on yourself by saying you went to an archives and follow them. You're putting stuff on the video. Watch them. They're out there, people. They're on the videos on YouTube. They're all talking that they're part of us. Oh, they don't even know what a powwow is. Wachipikile, okay? Wachipi. Wachipikile lakota he daku unkha kile. When we went hunting and brought back fresh game to the village, we built a fire, big bonfire. And li laota dakulena wichunkunkstepikilena echa oy oyatonkita woy chunkupi. We had a feast and it was a victory dance. That was our way, okay? The powwow term, P-O-W-O-W-W, okay? Powwow. Those eastern tribes captured the white man's fire stick, and when they heard that, boom, okay? Because they were flintlock. When they heard that, boom, the first thing they did is, and so that's how the depiction of a powwow came about. And it's still out there in the East Coast. And yet all these people, oh, yeah, we're going to share you our culture. Bullshit, we're not supposed to teach anybody our culture. If we're going to teach somebody our culture, it goes back to the future generation that our blood's from. Our blood's from. Our youth. That generation. That's them that need that culture, not the rest of American people. Hell no. And so for a majority of you black folk that are supposed to come on tonight, man, everything you guys talk about is about paper. We don't talk about paper. Good example. And then we're going to open up the show at 7 o'clock. You know, is when we're going to shut down. But from 6 o'clock to 7, it's going to be open to all of you. And this is what I'm going to say. For a majority of you, okay, you black folk, why in the hell ain't you telling that white man what the fuck he did with your language? And how does he give it back to you? Let alone, how does he put my indigenous people back out there in the East Coast? They're gone. If you ever been out there, why oil sheet there? It's really lonely and lonesome when you go out there, when you don't find no red people out there. Shit, why air? Why shit you glena techi unkaupi? And you guys all sit back. And for the majority of people that's listening in, this is my passion. I live in it, Mitakiepe. I hope my brother Bimbo's listening, man. You know, this is how, because I know he can get angry with this kind of shit he's experienced. He's probably seeing shit out there in California. I don't know, but it won't be hurt to ask him. That's what we live with. South Dakota's on the verge of trying to terminate the indigenous people, the Lakotas. But where are you guys? Even you council people, we try to bring you on the radio show. You won't come on because you're doing the same thing. You want to eliminate your people. And I'm talking about Kevin Keller and the other clown that just left office, Julian Barron. These are kids. That's the hard part. So please forgive me, and I take a full responsibility of my words and actions for dispersing it this way. God damn, I'm pissed. I wish I had Uncle John's feelings and calmness. But one day I'll get there. But right now I'm still standing up for my children and my elders. They're suffering too. They have nothing. As you all on the internet, okay. Oh, yeah, I help here. I help this elder. I help. Are you going to say that again? Don't be lying. Tanupa gloha money, mir? I'm not on the internet. My sister runs my site. I'm a computer stupid man. I don't know shit about it. I'm barely using a phone to text. That's how I am. I don't know about it. We choye kilena hachti o bluspe hena ni topi ni lakho tahanta. Daku lena ehani tiwahe o spema keoki le hena ieche tu. Na taku le chalakes elekshiwa iwoglaki ke he wichakse. Lila ota taku lena yushnape otchana lechus de pasisa tkokata ke egna kabokis ni mitaki epe. He on lena oichakye. Ash, taku e prinkte kile, and we're gonna open it up. Le chalake se olon waste he lexiwa ospewake. Na che. Le chalake se che. Na taku le na woni chaki ke wuchakse. He na yeche tu. Where I'm at the age of 65 people, I'm not trying to be a black man. Yet alone I'll never be a fucking white man. Well, yeah. And now that's what's out there. Look, we got our kids sagging. Okay? Bald heads shaving their heads off. This is what that generation of black folk is teaching people on the mainstream and TV. So now everybody's doing it. Even the white man's doing it. Why? Yeah. And that's Hawksney. But see, Americans' culture is made up. And you all believe it. So with that, I thank all of you for tuning in. Tyreek, are you there with me tonight?
Yes,
turn up
I am.
The show. Turn it up to everybody, and I hope all the people that we called to come on the show is listening, and I hope my brother Bimbo gets on too. Wopilat hunk is each up. Let's turn it up. Ha ho, people.
The show is yours.
Who's mine?
Anybody.
Hey, what's your name? What he just said, I agree with. I totally agree. That's my cousin there. And my Uncle John was on earlier. But this is Vimber Longwell. I think we had a conversation.
Good hearing you, brother.
Rastello. You pee away, I got a kid. Hetchetuelo. Wolake, get a hetchetuelo.
Aho. Thank you.
Wolke. Mijas Ashman.
I can't talk.
Let's say, Preki, Mija. Ata Leon, Tretaki. Some sky chased Chetke up to one heat is a late. Atas Lakota like Alichan Kuyang Lena Hetchetus. And Atas and El Tagani Oazas. Lila Ota Lakota of the Snash Bukibs. Tina Taku Lena slowly up. Tagani Oazas. As Atachun Lakota, let's Olak. Walk in my tune and Lakota camp. And Atoske Hetchuki and Oakachnigation. Okay, hell und Kuhn, hell und Kitschagon, hell und Tanz, let's exchange. Nataku, like a good head. What kind of attack, Sita Yacha, Boglenatas was station. Doske, which has what Kitschasa can help most with opium glamour, Kohle, what kind of that was 6 years of Yacha, Pop. And I hate to sleep. And then my chuck is you to slay junk. It's so how we chuck you know, we chuck come in at us was this. Was she took it, Lila, you take you cap alone. That's not oblocking. Don't it talk skinny chash, Nila Kota Hunt, La Kotia Nikis, when you are she to Yakis, Nisne Hasa Boyakis, Nis Pretoka Huskan, any Toyakis, the common La Kota Nikitro. When I had to look at him, he went to the Caguastello. Now, he said, he said, but we're denied our land by the sky chasa, the guys that floated in on a ship. Now they keep stealing. They keep stealing our land, natural resources. All the houses, the driver, everything they goddamn have belong to the Native American. They don't belong to they didn't bring it from overseas. It was here. They use that. And then they get all these riches and they want to boss us around. They want to condemn us. They want to say we're savage. Who is the savage? That's my question. They didn't bring Europe, land from Europe over here. This is our land. These are trees. The way they live, the lifestyles that they have, they stole that from us and never gave us a damn dime for it. And look at this. Just because the Oglala Lakota refused this per capita payment because the treaties were attached to it, we're the only tribe that refused that per capita payment because they want to attach the treaties. They want to do it the Lakota people with that. So those per capita payments that these people receive when they're 18 years old, that's selling us out. Oglalas are the only ones that never accepted that. They didn't want that. They wanted their land and their freedom. Their freedom to practice their way of life. The white man is still denying us that. Look what they're doing to the Black Hills now. All those people moving in over there. Who's selling it? Not the Indian. Not the Lakota people. It's some Ashitu sitting somewhere that has a whole goon squad behind him called the United States government, treating us like the prisoners that they said we are. We're still prisoners in our own country. They've never ever shared their wealth or anything with us, trying to break us, trying to destroy us. We never caved. Oglala Lakota people never caved. We're still here. We're still fighting. No, look at what happened in 73. All because they took an Indian man, killed him, and treated him like trash when the two white boys that did it were walking around on the streets bragging about it. This is the way Minnesota, same thing over there. That's how all this stuff got started. The so-called American government, American police force. Now you got people at GCC sitting up there accepting tax from sheriff departments. What's that about? Come on, you say your aim. Live it. You know, putting patents on stuff. You're taking your own people to court to have them pay for something that's Washitu. We're not Washitu. They will never accept us as Washitu. They're using you. That's what they're doing. They're Americanized. We're not American. Remember, we're Lakota people. We're from this land. We didn't float in on a ship. They did. Look at in the whole so-called United States of America. The poorest of the poor is the Pine Ridge, Rosebud, Sand River Indian Reservations. There's no jobs. They say 80-some percent unemployment. Hell no, it's more like 98% unemployment. And the people that are employed are sitting at the United States government's doing the 34 Act, selling us down the drain like this killer. They want to go cross-deputization. Gave the white man the authority to come on a reservation and start arresting our land, arresting our people for warrant, jaywalking warrants, keeping them in jail 30 days before they come after them. This is what Killer's doing. He's rubbing elbows with that Nazi sympathizer, Noam. These are things that got to stop. Where's all our people? This killer's supposed to be representing us. What does he do? He snarls the top. When we could prosecute a white man on our reservation for crimes committed against Indians, then we could discuss cross-deputization. Now the Washita could go on and arrest us, but we can't go arrest a white man. What is that about? Now you tell us who's evil. That's how they treat all these Native Americans here in America, so-called America. America is a made-up country. We were here first. We've been here. We didn't walk across a Bering Strait. Our history goes way back. Creation story, way back. We were here. We didn't wander in accidentally. White man is still trying to prove that he was here first. That's bullshit. He'll never get that done. Everything he finds points to we being here. You know, the white man, Washita, Sky Chasa, all they want to do is kill, rape, and pillage everywhere they go. They're not fair. They're liars. The black people are joining them. Quechua, the Oriens are joining them. That's how they treat us. They've never, ever given us a fair shake. They want our land. They want us to accept that Black Hill settlement. That's why Pine Ridge is so poor. They use that tribal council to keep us poor. And yet those so-called councilmen sit there and agree with the white man. So the Washita Supreme Court said that the treaties are there. They're law of the land. And they told the people, they told these councils, go in front of Congress, tell them what you want. Do you think our leaders did that? Hell no, they didn't. They're chicken shit, all of them. They don't even want to get in front of a white man and say anything because the white man puts them down. Look at these lawyers that they have representing them. I know a lawyer there that's been trying to sell the Black Hills since that settlement came out. And his name is Mario Gonzalez. He's been trying to get that because he's got millions to make. We don't get nothing. And he thinks that's a fair deal. And the tribal council, that's the lawyer they pick and choose. All these lawyers, not one of them represent the Lakota people. They protect that council. The council itself, Constitution bylaws, has over 180-some lawyers paid by Lakota funding. We pay for that. BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs, said we're incompetent to handle our affairs, so they're going to do it for us. Anytime something happens, oh, you're worried about the government, BIA. You know, we can't even go to the bank and get a $10 loan. Because of that. And yet our leaders sit there and scratch their ass wondering what the hell's going on. When is that going to change? When is that going to come? When is something going to change? In 73, I thought it was going to happen. After 73, I thought it was going to. It never happened. Instead, they gave the Freedom of Indian Religion Act, acting like they gave the Indians some. That's a bunch of BS. That was ours since 1963 when Booth went and got it. Freedom of Indian Religion. Our religion is the only one that has ever been outlawed in the so-called United States of America. That's how evil those people are. They want our way of life. They want our religion. Our ancestors, when they first went to Washington, D.C., seeing what these people, they asked the president then, why are these people begging, standing in soup light? And the president told them, oh, they choose to live that way. Our chiefs went home and told our people, well, if we go this way, we're in deep shit. We're in trouble. But little at a time, the United States government found ways to cheat, to steal, to lie to us, steal our land. That's all they wanted was our land. They used all the white ranchers. We used to own all of that. We had the best cattle. We sold our product to the United States government all over the world. What did they do? They used all these cowboys that didn't have nothing, these ranchers. They used them to steal our cattle, to steal our land. Now we don't even have a ranch. I don't think anybody has a ranch on the reservation except if you're white. Washita. Now they're controlling all the leases. You can't go on your own land and even get wood without that leaser telling you could go on there. It's our land, but yet that leaser has more right to the land than we do. That's how we're getting treated. But yet people out there keep sucking eggs to these white men. When is it going to change? When is somebody going to grow up here and stand up for the Lakota people? Look what this killer did. Shame me out. Sucked eggs to the cops. Gave a cross-deputization to those people. Now they sit up there in these goddamn offices calling down to the police department, go arrest this person. We got a warrant. They keep him in jail for 30 days. And on the 30th day, they go pick that person up and they take him to court in the white courts. How is that fair to us? All the unemployment on the reservation. You can't even start a business because there's an added tax to that, which is a tribal tax. Federal, state, and tribal tax. You're never going to get ahead unless you're a white church, like Sharp's Corner. You know, that's the only time you're going to get ahead. because you have the same tax exemptions as the tribe does, so you could do this. Holy Rosary, same damn thing. All these churches using our kids, using our elderly, bringing in free labor, paint the houses, paint one house. Our houses look like Easter eggs, you know. But it's Christians that they bring these washichus in that do this. We're so damn poor, we can't even buy a gallon of paint to paint our houses. One house, five, six families living in it. And yet we own all this land, and we're denied it by the state and the federal government. We can't even use any of it. And it's ours. This is how we're getting treated. But yet people out here, oh, I'm Indian. They hustle all this money. When that money comes in, that's all they want. They're Americanized, Mazaska. They want that money. So that's when they're Indian. These casinos that are all over the place. Think about that. How are they helping Indians? They're not. Instead, they're buying fire trucks for these towns. They're giving police department big old buildings, gymnasiums for these white kids. What about our own? Shameful as hell. State of California, a quarter of all earnings from these casinos has to go to the state. You know, we got some piss poor leadership. You know, I know the two guys that started that casino over here, first casino here in California. I know those guys. Murphy down south, he came to us for help. That's how he got that going. Our way of life is a very powerful way of life. But yet now you have all these people saying they're medicine men trying to sell us. Remember, you have to have that bloodline in order to be a medicine man. You can't just pick it up and say, I'm a medicine man. No, you can't do that. You're born into that. You're born into that bloodline. That's the only way you could do that. And nobody could make anybody a medicine man. Only Wakunthunka does that. And through the bloodlines, if your ancestors are medicine men, there's a 99% chance somebody in your family is going to get it. That's how it works. You can't just give it to somebody. It doesn't work that way. But yet you have all these people saying they're medicine. Check your history. See where there's a medicine man in their family bloodline. You know, it's a shame how these people, all of a sudden, overnight, they're Indian. They want to be Indian. But yet, when it comes right down to it, look at how poor we are. Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, the poorest of the poor in the United States of America, so-called United States. This was the fatherland at one time. It wasn't the United States.
Oh.
We were here long before the Washichus, and look at how we're getting treated. They keep stealing our land. They want to get rid of us. Me, myself, I speak Lakota. I hung on to all of this stuff. I know what I'm talking about. Like my Tanshi said, when is it going to change? When's somebody going to stand up and say something? Look at my Uncle John. What he said is the truth. You know, these things got to be addressed. Somebody's got to say something about it. I'm here saying it. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the way it is. I lived there. I grew up there. I was born there in Ogallala. I was born in the badlands of Ogallala there. I took my first breath on that Pine Ridge in the Ogallala, South Dakota. I wasn't born in no hospital. This is the way we were long ago.
Oh.
Now they run everything. All these Muslims, it's all about the money. Our own people are selling us out, trying to be Washichu. We'll never be Washichu. They'll never accept us. Stand up and be proud of who you are. Get rid of that Muslim attitude. You know, our people are really, really pitiful. You know, it's sad how if people say, oh, stay away from the reservation. Oh, they're bad. They're going to do this. They portray us as savages up to this day. And that's a bunch of lies. And the ones that do go on the reservation, they figure something. They find out this holy stuff or this, and they have no spirit. So they try to take ours. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. A Spaula, Mexican, saying he's a medicine man. No Indian blood at all. A white man saying this. You know, this is what's going on. And you know what? That it shouldn't be like that. Our people are more important than that. They talk about the future generation. The future generation looks bleak because of all this bullshit going on. All this crack, all this bootlegging, all these people protecting that. Look at Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. For a small town, Pine Ridge has got 4 marijuana shops. One in every entrance, one coming down every highway, right on the outskirts of town. Right there. First thing you see is a marijuana sales shop. You know, they could put all this stuff on a ballot and okay and stuff. What about the treaties and the 34 government? The United States government said the 34, it was put there because they did it democratically and they won by one vote. Why can't they put the two governments on the ballot so we could vote on it, see which one we want, treaties or the 34, the Washita government? We got no spokesman. BIA is the one that controls the 34. We're the poorest of the poor. Pine Ridge is the poorest of all reservations. But yet, we're still hanging in there. We're proud of who we are. I'm damn glad I'm a Lakota. I don't care what anybody says. You know, these guys, these Washita Sky Chasas, could they say whatever they want? I don't give a damn. They're all boat people. What they have, they stole us. They never paid us a dime for the wealth they got. And then the United States government lied to us. They keep lying to us. And this 34 stands in the way of us guys prospering. We're a nation without that 34. We're a nation with our treaties. What belongs to us is the land. We could deal with any country we want. Get rid of that 34. Look at how they're treating us. Health, education, and welfare. We're the only people in the United, in the world that have that in our treaties. And it was plagiarized by Eisenhower during the Depression. And it was so successful, it's still used to this day. That's how intelligent our Tunkashulas were. What happened to us? How come we don't stand together on these issues? Look at that killer. Look what he did. Oh, for a parking ticket or a jaywalking ticket, they could arrest your brother and hold him for 30 days. These are the things. Man, it's sad what they're doing to us, our own people. You know, I thought it was going to get better. After 73, it got worse. I thought people were proud to be Indian. No, they want that muscle scot. They want that money. You get caught up in that, and that's what happened. But anyway, you know, I'm glad to be on this radio show tonight. And I thank my country there and my next year, you know, John, you know, for speaking up earlier. But I'm here, brother. I hear everything you're saying. You know, I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to say, you know. Everywhere America, Washita's go. Is blood. They want to create war. They want to destroy. But anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Well, yes, you're most thank welcome. You for my brother Vimbo. Right on, man. Anyone else out there has the compassion like us, expressing what we see and what we live with? Come on, who's next? Who's next? Come on, Mitake.
Kanupa, I have something coming from Egypt right now. Something is coming right now from Egypt.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Big Wind, Jacob Johns, Jamie Wayfid, and Angela Zahn. Four U.S. activists, one from the Hopi tribe, is saying shameful for the United Nations silencing of indigenous voices, banned activists in Egypt that are standing, that stood against before Biden's speech in Egypt, people versus the fossil fuels, indigenous activists went and Johns gave a war cry to all Africa and Palestinians, announced themselves to draw attention to the fossil fuels crisis happening on Pine Ridge and Black Hills before security officials confiscated the banner and the group told to be sat down. So it's happening. This is happening in front of the UN convention in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. And it's shameful for the United Nations for trying to silence their voices. And sadly, Egyptian regime banned any unsanctioned protests and actions placed inside or outside the conference center.
And you just got that on the internet?
No. They're, I'm translating from Arabic to English. This is what they're telling me through my ear.
So who's them activists that are out there?
Muhammad, say that again.
Who are those
Hopi
activists
tribe?
That are out there?
The Hopi. Hopi tribe? H-O-P-I tribe.
So the Hopis are the only ones out there representing people here in Turtle Island, especially we Lakotas, huh?
Yeah.
And where's the Lakotas?
That's the thing, country. We're so damn poor, we can't even get no, we can't even go.
That's
no
right.
Way.
That's right.
You know, we can't even get enough gas money to go to town, pick up groceries.
That's right. You see, Tyreek, what me and my cousin are telling you about, okay? This is what happens. They pick and choose what little, you know, naive little Indian spokesperson is going to represent us. I've always said this, even in the presence of the late Russell Means and my grandfather and them. I used to say this. If we're ever going to have a dispute with people of color, we need to invite them once. When I was in Geneva, Switzerland, I invited some here, okay? And they started to see exactly what I was saying, all right? So they picked and chose a bunch of other fake-ass, you know, wannabe Lakotas to go over there. Never wanted the real ones to go over there. And those guys washed it all up, made it really glamorous. So when they came back over here, they said, oh, those countries don't want to listen to it. That's bullshit. That country kept coming back. So each time we've been doing this, Satya Stone, if you're listening out there, Satya, I and my brother Bimbo, we want to hear from you because on one technicality, if me and my brother Bimbo have to be the two delegates to meet with you people from, you know, India and Ireland and all the other countries, we'll be obligated to do that, to host a human rights convention here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Satya Stone, we're calling out to you. Le wonach u yasu ki hoksila. Wonach un le ichu na hektak ya un kiu chlapo. My phone number, 605-517-2621. And my second number, 605-517-1547. Kunsi, put your phone number out there.
Aho. Mine's 707-530. 730-8205. 707-330-8275.
Tatsa, please contact us as quick as you can because we need to formulate a more of an independent conference that will hold the system accountable. And we want you to bring your delegates from your country, not from the body of the UN in New York City. We want them from across the land. Because then and only then you can hear the grievance. Mitakip elections tala on kina zibnaha lechalakis kanshi waki optu taku washte imonglakam. Yung khan taku on kichimpikile. Takomani manuki cha bonsit khakikya un paslo abhanta lila ota ubo kihib. Na petu hechus on kina zibhanta taku kash un kahab un kokihib. Naha le was ake suta on kius pa ki he echa le kakhab on ki abhanta he chus e wak sa pe le tchakikya he chus e on kius pa ki he na echa yank he. What I said in the language, if we really want the freedom of our independence, then we're going to have to be the ones to demonstrate it for you. And me and my brother Bimbo will do it for you. But we need your help. We're calling you guys out, whether you're Arapaho, Cheyenne, Blackfeet, all the Plains tribes that stood up to all Custer's command and Reno and all of them. Call us. Call us. We got our numbers out there. I'll give you both of mine again, and then I'm going to ask my brother Bimbo to do the same. 605-517-2621. 605-517-1547. Call us. Call us. We need your help.
Mine's 707-330-8205. That's 707-330-8205.
Lenap stala on kina zimnataku unkawi talk tekile. Wolak hote e chetke tchokata ke hechis e wak sape onkichu pikte. Ho hena echa wichoi chachikile uki, hena echa chipikte. Na ulak hota. Tala lechus yakina zip taku yu tchokta onkoki. Umang lena ata wilpche on hokai.
Tchonsi, le taku le siwag lakai. Skai chacha ki le kaskongna kogle, yukalwi chakiona le ozila o yake het khokana khanka yem hat ya ke wa absuta kam kino jiki ha tukte to kas obong la kona la kokti eton ki waste un kisu bun koki skai cha sagrena he u kaska u yuza pelo
with that kicks to that will be our way
you call me chakion le 34 he na khanka e on a treaty akum kino jimata piloki chakti.
Aha, Jesus e wong la coctele. Well, Oxila kile we charge hoki he another to young kicks. So I know he's listening. Tatio, we need you to contact us as quick as you can. I don't care if it's tonight or in the morning, whenever. Please get that man to call us, man. It's shot to stone. And as we continue on with our show, people listening, Mitakipi, this is what I'm going to share with you guys in English. And then I'll give it back to you in our language. You see, my cousin Bimbo talked about how we want to do away with the 34 Act. And we can do it. But it's going to take this because when they did that Standing Rock fight, this is how Julian Bearrunner and Kevin Keller and them got the vote from this generation that believed in smoking dope. Okay? That's what they did. So they used that generation, which we call in Lakota, we choi chache. Hena echa un pinaha iglu homini iapi na lechus e peji ya chipik de ki le lechus e nazi po eapi. They told those youth to stand over here on this provision if you like smoking weed. So now that the head stores are in Pine Ridge and many other reservations are picking this lead up, Kevin Keller and them guys went down to the Shoshone people down in Nevada, and that's where they got the idea and brought that back up here to impose that on you kids. So now that we're facing this, we can stop it.
if our hearts and minds are pointed in that direction, we can. Just like my cousin just told you, we can do this, and we need to aim our hearts with that. So what I'm going to say as we open it up for last-minute comments, people, listen to this now. Lechalakis et hanshiwaki isyan wogalaki kehe wichakhe iechetu. Skawi chasak lena techion kau pikile owa piki yutchokchak. Nahe un taku lena kushya unpachpa ki lena hechis echumpi. He un oyate unkitchapi wichoni eki gna kakile. They were the ones that said, be careful of this future generation. We choy chakekile awan ko taku tchokta oispokte. They said that, okay? So in our language, they were giving us this understanding to be prepared for them. This is why parents, tiwahekile na wakanja tiksik alakile otchana lakota wichoyon ki tchope hena echa. That's part of our fault, too. So in the meantime, people, we're asking you, and many others that have radio shows, you can always come on to the Indigenous Voices of People show to talk about what matters are important. And at the bottom of the hour, of 6:30 here, okay? We're asking for your guys' input, what you would like to see. And both of our phones, if you can text what you want, text them to our numbers. And in the closing of the show, we'll give our phone numbers out. So is there any more callers out there, Tyreek?
No.
Hey, Tranchet, the thing that, okay. that I like to see done is on the Pine Ridge or these reservations. See, back in 1934, they only held elections on two reservations, Navajo and the Pine Ridge, that counted. That's how the 1934 Act came about. And in order, we were supposed to try it. This is some say 20, some say 60 years. And if we didn't like it, we could put it back on the ballot and have a vote and go back under the treaties. See, but as time went along, they fooled the people and kept it hushed. If they could put alcohol and marijuana on the ballot on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, they sure could help put the two governments on the ballot, too. That's the way I look at it. That's our right as Lakota people. We could go back
my
under the treaty by getting rid of that 34.
Yes. Yes, we can't think so.
Instead of alcohol, marijuana, all this bullshit that they put on the ballot, put those two governments on the ballot. What are they afraid of? Look at how poor we are. We got nothing to lose and everything to gain. We could deal with other countries with our treaties. White government isn't the only one when we get our treaties back. We could deal with any country we want, Cuba, Venezuela, Russia.
Exactly. Exactly. Ganupa, you need to step up to the plate, you know? Maybe you
most
have to
definitely
run for... No, I'm serious. You need to run for office or something. That's what I was trying to tell you before.
You know, I don't like that system. That's the problem. It creates too much headache and controversy. And, you know, the Lakota way isn't like that. Lakota way is inclusive. That's our ancestors, our treaties. Our ancestors, our grandfathers made that for us. But we neglect to live by it because of the Skawi Chasha and what the Skawi Chasha want, which is the BIA and the 34 government. That's not us. We have chiefs. We know who our chiefs are. We had a system. We had a way of life.
So how do you change it? How do you start it to change it?
It's there. It's already there. All we got to do is get rid of that so-called 1934 government.
And what my brother Bimbo is saying, we can.
Put it on the ballot. Let's have that election. What are we afraid of? Let's have that election of the two governments.
That's right.
One makes us sovereign, and one makes us wards of government. The government says we're too damn stupid to handle our own affairs. That's why they have created the BIA. Is that true or not? That's my question. Are we so incompetent that we can't handle our affairs? That's what the government claims. That's what my teacher, Skawi Chasha, claimed that. Me, myself, I say otherwise.
Well, we're in 2022 now. You know what I mean? What? You guys are both smart about this. Do it.
We're going to. That's why we're calling out. We're calling out for that support from other people, because once we go after it, because right now we got a new tribal chairman going to take office in December.
New administration.
Mm-hmm. We
know,
got time to make all these. And I'm
a
guy.
You cannot run.
I don't want to run for this political stuff that they're doing now, because that you only satisfy the white man. You don't satisfy your people. They control the money, so they control you. Our people are very poor.
No,
that's what
I'm saying. Just to put yourself to put a footing. I'm not saying to run the whole system. I'm just saying to run, just to have a foot in the setting. That's it.
Okay.
Once
I understand what you're saying,
setting,
Tyreek.
You know
Tyreek,
I mean?
Listen. Let me tell you this. This is why. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because of a person like Chinupa. Remember, Russell Means tried it. Gerald Onefeather tried it. Okay. Because he was putting the normal
30,
people first.
34 got in the
34
way.
Act. Those guys didn't want that because they had to use their tactics, which they always do. Okay. Now let's say that happened with you.
They control the money.
They take the wealth from you. What do they? What are your people? What is the Palestinians going to do if they take your guys' wealth away from you? You're going to be like us.
Okay.
At each other's throat. So my brother made a good point, and I'm agreed to it. Why? Because it's never a first tactic for us to try it this way. We never did have anybody even announce that, which is a good idea now. So pulling these people together, because these terms here on Pine Ridge only last for 2 years. Okay, we got time to put the treaty and the IRA on a ballot and ask the people right there. And that's a damn good idea, good strategy.
Because one, we have the treaties. The other one, we have the IRA government.
Mm-hmm.
If we go back to full treaties, there's nothing. We're a nation then. We're independent Oglala nation then. We're not with this government under a government, the 34 Act. With the treaties, we decide what we want for our people.
That's
right. We can deal with any country.
Okay, so do you start?
I don't want no part of that 34. By seeing how we get it on the ballot.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
They've been battling me for years because I talk about that, try to get these people to do it, and they keep hiding it. They keep finding excuses not to do it. But they could put alcohol and marijuana and all this bad stuff on the ballot, but they don't want to put something good that's going to be prosperous for our future generations on the ballot.
Okay, not to cut you off, but are you telling me that all the tribes on Turtle Island could do the same thing?
Yeah, that's the start. That's what we're saying.
Yep.
See?
Tariq, let me put it a simpler way. Two elections, Navajo and Oglala Sioux tribe, two biggest Indian nations. All these other tribes in the United States, all of them, were put under executive order to go under that or be terminated. They terminated, I don't know, 153 or something like that tribes during that time because they didn't want to go under that 34.
Uh-huh.
See, so there's this 580-some tribes now that are under this 34 system. See, And the BIA is the head of all of these tribes that are under that, the BIA.
Okay.
They decide how much money each one of these guys get. See, but the treaty is by, that's why we're a nation, because we have those treaties. See, that's what makes us a nation. We could say nation all we want, but as long as that 34 is in place, that's a government under a government. They put that here. We didn't, that's not ours. The treaties are ours, the treaty law. That's who we are. And until we get that back, this 34 is what governs us. And the United States government keeps saying, well, that was done democratically, so we have to pay attention to that, see. The last delegation to go to Washington, D.C., my uncles went to Washington, D.C. back in about 63, 65 somewhere. And that delegation of chiefs came back because they were going to cut the commodities and stuff off. They went and they told them that was illegal to do that because of the treaty. Well, they came back and then they told the people that from that day forward, the 34 government had to represent us in Washington because they were not going to listen to the chiefs anymore.
Oh, wow.
The traditional system stopped it. And the 34 wasn't doing shit for us anyway, clear back in the day. And it still hasn't been. It's been the worst system on any reservation throughout the United States. But yet people, the people that are in it, their family, their cliques that hang on to this, and they control all the money. They they get help from these white ranchers, these white people, so they control the whole economy, everything on the reservation.
Okay, so you're going contact the Navajo?
We don't need the Navajo. We could do it on the Lakota. The Oglala Lakota could do it themselves. We don't need the Navajo.
Okay.
We could do it ourselves.
Tyreek,
we're a different nation.
Tyreek, listen. This is what's confusing for you, okay? Remember, don't forget this. Don't forget this. You're in my country.
Okay? Exactly.
You're in my country, and so when my people decide to make a decision, support that. If you want to make a decision for Palin, well, listen, okay? This is where I'm going to get upset, though. I don't want to get mad at you. Okay? I'll make you look bad. What I'm saying is, this is what my older brother is asking as a popular opinion. Everybody's opinionated. So we have to support that. A lot of people dictate responsibility because they continuously use the white man's vocabulary to outline the situations that are unfolding rather than what our people been determined to do with what was already there from our ancient people. That's what we're saying. So quit questioning like a white man. See, you're not a white man. Palestinians don't question. When they made a decision, they all went by it. If they say they're going to stone a military tank or a personnel carrier with rocks, they did it. They didn't say, all right, hey, we're going to debate on it. Uh-uh. They went out there and started using rocks because they didn't have guns. I know I've been to your country, so I know what I'm saying. So my brother's saying is a great idea. It's never a first until we try. And so for a majority of the people, we got a few minutes left here.
I'm not trying to make a decision.
Hold on. Listen. Let me say what I need to say. You can end it. Okay, that's up to you. You always want to say something like a white man, but you don't want to listen. You're going to get your chance.
He's got questions, and we're trying to answer them. That's what he did.
Yeah. So what I'm saying here,
he's picking our brain.
Let's
What we're saying for our people that are listening as we come up to the top of the hour, we want you all to really take a good look at us and help us formulate this understanding, because we're going to help you do the same. We all want to come to a consensus to get rid of the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 and replace it with the old deal, they call it back then, okay? So people, listen to this. Support us on putting the treaty of 1861 or whichever, 51, or even the Territorial Boundary Act of 1840. Any one of those, or we can use all three of them. Put them on the ballot and get our people, because my brother just told us one good thing. The Oglalas are the second largest, you know, reservation in the country, next to the Navajo, the Diné people. That's formally true. So today's generation, I don't think they want weed no more because it caused too much dissensions. I heard that the other day. So people, listen. Call our numbers. Call Chinupa at 605-517-2621. And again at 605-517-1547. So we can create a dialogue with this. And my conscience is going to give his phone number out. Call him and create a dialogue with him so we can exonerate this stuff to get it with our people to start looking at these matters very openly.
Oh, my phone number is 707-330-8205. That's 707-330-8205. Just ask for Vimber when you call the number. Or it's my phone anyway, so I should be answering it.
So this is what we're asking you, listening audience, tonight for our support. And then also, any last-minute comments that all of you have.
Thank you guys for listening. A pretty good discussion. I mean, you know, all people broaden their minds and really see what's happening to my people there on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And not only that, but all the reservations throughout the fatherland here, America, so-called America. America is a young, it just started. The fatherland's been here forever. But we're indigenous people. We're the real people of this land. And we're forgotten about. So we're making noise trying to get what's rightfully ours. We're the poorest of the poor in a country that's supposed to be rich. But thank you guys for listening. Pilama ya pilo. How?
Okay, Toshi. You know, Mitakepi and my people that are listening, I want to thank all of you for tuning in tonight, because this show turned out to be an excellent one, because the main reason that we were exposing all these people, we called them out. We called the black people to come on our show, the ones that claim indigenous, claim that their roots are here. No, they're not. Their roots are across the water. Those four ships brought them here. And as a quote, because of a late guitar player, Eddie Van Halen, okay? God rest his soul. May he continue to rock in wherever he's at after his body left this earth. Eddie Van Halen said this, people, in national public radio and in national news, that the white man was the enemy to him and his brother. You see, this is what we've been saying from day one, that the white people were a barbaric and a brutal people. They never, ever have a sense of gratitude, love, harmony, yet alone a language. Their language is barbaric and brutal. That's why we get upset, and it's okay for we as indigenous people to use that heinous language. It's not ours. We are a language-speaking people. You heard Uncle John talk. You heard my brother Bimbo talk, and then you heard Chinupa talk. We in our language, okay? Our language is sacred, which is true. So the reality that we try to impose it on you guys is to really wake, and I'm going to say it, wake the fuck up and help us and stand with us being the indigenous people you are. You know you're indigenous. because black folks are going to claim our identity the same way the white people are doing it. We need your people's help to come on these shows, the Indigenous Voices of People show, every Friday and Saturday night from 5 to 7. 5 to 7. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. A three-day show that our little brother Tyreek given to us. And this full responsibility I always undertake is aimed at this, people. We are always the wretched refuge of trying to keep you alive with the Indigenous huerto. Because without our voice, people, this is what's happening. We can never get ahead progressively, independently, and freely. Why? Because it's our own becoming our worst enemy. And so with this understanding we give you on tonight's show, man, my brother and my uncle, man, did tremendous work to keep the language imposed on you guys. Because a people without a language, especially a nation without a language, is conquered. And like our old dog soldier saying, our nation will never be conquered unless the heartbeats of our women are under the ground. That's a Dongheart proverb. The Cheyenne people have a similar one. And so we share that with you guys tonight. And again, I thank all of you for participating in tonight's show, because it was one of the greatest shows of all time. To see that your voice is counted. Just like how the election people, when they run for your vote, you're counted for. And thanking my older brother and Uncle John, this is what we're going to do. If all of you want to do this with me, if you're all still online, we're going to sing this song together in closing. And we welcome you all back next week on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show, ran by our brother from the Palestinian nation of Palestine, Tyreek Asfour. And this song is actually your song to use it in any form necessary. And thank everybody that participated in tonight's show. It was an extraordinary show. I love you all, people. And again, if I offended any of you, I take full responsibility of my words and actions, because I'm the one that got upset because of what white people had done. Last night, they broke the globe lens in my pickup truck. So the right side of my pickup truck doesn't have a light. So now I have to find one to get it fixed. But that white son of a bitch said he was going to pay for it after I kicked his ass on the highway. I didn't mean to beat him up, but that's what the fucker made me do. But that's, you know, you don't hit an animal and then don't warn somebody else coming. And that deer flew in and hit. I had to swerve to prevent a big wreck. I had to swerve so he caught the front corner panel on my passenger side and took out my white globe lens. And so tonight I'm asking you all to join with me in our song of all of you understanding our way of life. And thank you all. We'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People show, okay? Regardless of what the scenario was tonight, two beautiful voices along with Chinupas gave you the answer that we are seeking to change our people's conditions in poverty and once again revise them to pick back up freedom and independence. So here's our song in closing, and thank you all. We'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People. Wicho Hankile, Paya Wakayeloyo, Ayeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeye Hey, ya, waka, yelo, yo, ay, 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 oh, ya, teki, le, ay, wicho, haki, le, ay, hey, ya, waka, yelo, yo,
Good night and have a great rest of the week. Take care from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. In honor of my brother Bimbo, Uncle John, and Chinupa, and to you people, we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People show. Thank you, little brother. Ho kahe, wopilat hunky, and chicha. Aho!
Aho!